Hey, are you free for a couple of minutes? I feel the urge to tell you a story. Do you have a moment? It's maybe a teeny tiny bit naughty. So keep that in mind. The story starts, and I think we've been out somewhere. You and me. There was probably drinking involved. And because you are the sweet and perfect gentleman, you've escorted me home, back to your place. And you're putting me to bed in the spare room. And you're giving me that look, you know, that tolerant, amused, oh dear, my friends had too much to drink kind of a look. And the truth is, I'm not drunk. I'm pleasantly warm. And really, that is at least half attributable to your company, as much as the wine. And as you sit me down on the bed, you kneel, you pick up one of my feet and begin to unlace my shoe. And I watch your hands working on the laces, your eyes focused on the work. And in a moment of intense clarity, I reach out and I touch your hair. And I hear your breath hitch in your chest. You don't stop, but the nature of the movement has changed. You're still completely focused on those laces. I'm loosening up my shoe. And ever so gently sliding it off my foot. And then your fingertips dip under my sock and gently pull that off too. And as you take a long, ragged breath, I get an idea. And it's an idea that I cannot shake. Can't ignore. I put my hand behind me to take my weight so I can lean back. And I lift my foot. And very, very slowly and gently, I trace the line of your jaw with my toe. And the noise that comes out of you is just wickedly helpless. It's a moan and a gasp and a desperate search for oxygen that has completely abandoned your brain. And you let me. With my other hand still in your hair, running my fingers through it, cradling your head gently to keep it just where I want it. You let me run my bare foot down your chest. Over your tummy. To come to rest in your lap. And your hands, with their clever fingers, move to my other shoe. And you're still staring, you're not looking up at me. You're concentrating so hard on that foot. Like it's the only thing, the only safe place to put your eyes. And as I shift my weight, you slide the shoe and sock off at the same time, like you're in a little bit of a rush, like you can't wait. I press down into your lap with the sole of my other foot. I can start to feel you get hard through. Incredibly powerful feeling to know that you can't take your eyes off them. With your two hands delicately cupped behind the heel of my other foot, you lift it and place the most chaste and sweet of kisses on my other big toe. And that's it. That's the moment. I'm not nervous anymore. I'm not shy. I'm not worried that I don't understand what you want. I know what you want. And I know how to give it to you. So I close my fist in your hand. It's firm, but it's not rough. And I guide you to look up at me. And when our eyes meet, I can see it. I can see your submission. I can see it in the incredibly sexy and sensual line. Of your eyes. In the way that you want to look away, you're feeling shy, you're feeling vulnerable, but at the same time you can't. Because you can see that you're not allowed to. And when I take my feet away and I plant them on the floor, and I look in your eyes, and I say, stand up. You do. No thought. No question. You just do as you're told. I've always loved that you're taller than me. And I love even more that right now it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter I'm sitting. Doesn't matter that I'm looking up at you. Doesn't matter that your hard cock is inches from my face. It should be the submissive position, but it's not. And we both know that it's not. You're waiting. And you'll wait as long as I want you to. You're submitting, and you know that I'm going to take that submission and reward you for it. I'm going to put my hands on your hips. You knead them a little, and you rock on your feet. I think you're starting to lose yourself. I need something for you to do, so I look up at you again. Take off your shirt. And then it's in a pile next to us on the floor. And I can nuzzle at your tummy. Kiss and lick the skin. God, I love your skin. A siren song. And it will make me ruinous. But I can't resist it. So I kiss your skin. I trace your freckles with my tongue. And I can hear you trying so hard to keep your breathing under control. Trying to sound like you're not about to beg me. But again, your hands are moving all around there. They're touching my shoulders and my hair. And that's cute and everything, but I think they need something to do. So I find your wrist with my hand, and I guide your fingers to my mouth. And then I open my lips, and I suck your fingers gently. Swirl my tongue around them, and I can hear the noises that you make, and they're incredible. It's absolutely amazing, the feeling of permission that you give me. I absolutely treasure your trust, and I promise nothing bad will ever happen to you. I'll never let anything hurt you. I suck your fingers and I draw them in until I can't take them anymore. And I get them wet. And I pull them slowly from my mouth with a pop. And I'm still holding on to you by the wrist, so I guide your hand up to your nipple. Play with it for me. And you whimper, and this twitch runs through your whole body, and it is the sexiest thing I've ever seen. Like, all of your nerves just jumped. Just trying to get to the next thing. But you do as you're told, because it feels good. And because when I'm looking at you like this, when I'm hungry and desperate and possessive, you can let yourself be small. Needy and owned. And I leave you to circle your nipple and pinch it and tease it. And it's not that I'm not paying attention. I am. I want to know what you like. I want to know what feels good for you, so that I can use it later. I've been thinking really hard about the next bit too. So I let go of your hips. I bring my hands around, and as I gaze up at your face, I undo your pants. And I push them down just far enough, just above your knees. I don't want you to be able to move around too much. I don't want you to feel untethered, unbound. I want you to be constricted, constrained. I want you to feel that pressure, that control, and know that I've got you. I've got you. And that you don't have to do anything. No more thinking. Smile at you. And I have to hope that you can see what you're doing to me. crazy your body is making me. Turn around, baby. Sit in my lap. And as always, you do. You are such a good boy. You just turn and sink, and it's so perfect. The warmth of your back against my chest and the weight of your head on my shoulder as you let it relax. Just relax back against me so that I can wrap my arms around your body. I think your fingers are drying off, sweetheart. I'm busy though, so I need you to suck them for me, okay? Get them nice and wet. And then go back to your nipples, okay? And I trust you to do it. Because I know you will. Because we're floating in this space together. And you're mine. And you'll do exactly. Play this out, you and me. As you lean back against my chest, I hold you across your stomach, and I use my other hand gently wrap around your cock. I love the way that feels. So soft at the same time, you know? Like steel wrapped in velvet or... It's the most amazing feeling. And as I stroke up and down and move your pre-cum around the head with my thumb, you shake in my arms. Don't be quiet. I don't want you to be quiet. I want to hear. God, I want to hear everything. I want you to moan. Whimper. Beg. God, I love hearing you beg. Does it feel good? Tell me that it feels good. Tell me. Tell me that you want to come for me. Be my good. And you do. You let it all go. You can let me have everything. And that's all I want. I don't need anything else from you. Just everything. I pump your cock and I urge you to play with your nipples and I keep going until you're coming and groaning. When I know I need to calm. Slow it down. That's when I know you need to be held. When I cradle you gently against my body. I maneuver you into the bed. And you whimper a little bit when I get up to leave. Back with a warm washcloth to clean you up. I gently take the rest of your clothes off. And then I crawl in with you. I tuck the blankets up around your chin and draw you down so that your head can rest on my chest. You are so perfect, so beautiful. It was amazing. some sleep, dear one. I'll be right here.